And we've reported here about how all those carefully crafted shopping days are not following procedure this Thanksgiving. Black Friday practically started on Wednesday. Today, the Monday after Thanksgiving, has typically been the busiest day of the year for online shopping. But this year, consumers got a head start on Cyber Monday over the weekend. Economists still expect a rise in sales today over the same day last year, as well as a spike in charitable giving tomorrow during Giving Tuesday. Mark your calendars. Jill Schlesinger is a CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. Jill, happy Cyber Monday.
Oh, thank you so much. I've been clicking away.
Well, how big a deal is this? Some economists are saying Thanksgiving's the new Cyber Monday. People are home and buying then.
Well, certainly we know that people are clicking away, and frankly, they've been doing it for the past week or so. As you said, the deals have been released in almost like a slow drip. And in fact, if you look at the entire holiday season, it really started on November 1st. Still, I will point out that when you look at all of the numbers, it does look like today will be the biggest online shopping day actually in history, not just of this year, but in history. So that means that we still like the game of doing this, even though we already have our own fast connections and we don't need to go to our employers to do that.
Okay. Well, what can you do, by the way, to protect yourself shopping online?
I just have to say this 1,000 times. I know you all know this, but you know, your simple passwords, your 123, really have got to be thrown out the window. Please try to use two-factor authentication if you can. Just be careful not to enter your credit card information on a site where you're really not familiar with the end user. And be clear, do not use free public Wi-Fi to make purchases. A security expert said to me over this weekend, he goes, it's as if you are literally writing your entire credit card information and history on your back and walking into a crowded subway station.
Okay. Keep that image, people. All right. Tomorrow, Giving Tuesday, we've already seen a spike in charitable giving to some nonprofits post-election, driven by the election. But what's the expectation tomorrow?
Another big day, I think. Last year on Giving Tuesday, $116 million raised in over 70 countries. I think it's going to be really big for two reasons. As you said, a lot of giving has been taking place at many of the causes that are seen to be under threat because of a president-elect Trump administration. So we're seeing big spikes from places like Planned Parenthood, immigration rights organizations, as well as environmental organizations. Right. There's one other thing I should point out, though. This is a fascinating year. I'm talking to financial planners and CPAs, and they're saying they're putting messages out to their clients and saying, if you plan on giving next year and the year after, you may want to move all of those gifts into 2016 because of tax changes on the horizon. People who itemize deductions, those charitable contributions may be worth more in 2016 than in 17, 18, and 19.
Oh, so that some of those deductions may be taken away.
You got it.
Okay. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. And remember, always check to make sure a charity is legitimate and look at their financial health. Jill, thanks as always.
Take care.